From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Well, it's not officially summer yet, but don't tell Hollywood. Already the multiplex is bursting with sequels, from Iron Man and Shrek to Sex and the City. And the next 3 months will be filled with a wide range of material, from action films and comedies to action comedies. Luckily for us, critic Bob Mondello has tried to root out the most promising titles for a selective summer preview.
So what's your pleasure? You want your Super Sleuth on the Run movie straight up or comic? Straight up will get you Angelina Jolie's CIA interrogator in Salt.
Today, a Russian agent will travel to New York City to kill the president. The name of the agent is Evelyn Salt.
My name is Evelyn Salt.
Then you are a Russian spy.
If you prefer your super spies comic, try Tom Cruise in Night and Day.
Everybody get down. No one follows us, or I kill myself and then her.
If neither straight up nor comic suits your spy movie tastes, how about a science fiction thriller about corporate espionage?
What's the most resilient parasite? An idea.
Leonardo DiCaprio plays a guy who can look inside people's dreams in Inception.
A single idea from the human mind can build cities. An idea can transform the world and rewrite all the rules. Which is why I have to steal it.
Inception is the brainchild of Christopher Nolan, who brought us Memento and The Dark Knight. Other choices for action? The retired assassin movie, Killers, the classy heist movie, Takers, and the all-star mercenary movie, Expendables. Those are all aimed mostly at male audiences. For gals, the action comes with fangs in the latest installment of the Twilight series. It's called Eclipse.
We've been tracking the situation in Seattle for a while. Unexplained disappearances, killings.
Someone's creating an army.
An army of vampires. They're coming here.
Sound a little too fantastical? Well, a few films this summer are keeping it real. A documentary about American soldiers in an isolated outpost in Afghanistan, for instance. The soldiers named the outpost Restrepo after a man who died there. The film Restrepo shows them taking fire every day for months.
To my family, I never really told them much until about halfway into the deployment. I didn't tell him when the mother died. I didn't tell him when Sergeant Padilla lost his arm. And then when Restrepo got killed was a few days before my mom's birthday. So I had to suck it up. Hey, Mom, happy birthday. You know, like, yeah, I'm doing real good out here. Everything's fine.
Ordinarily, if you're looking for something reality-based, summer isn't the right time, but this year, hot weather documentaries are everywhere. Besides Restrepo, there's Cropsey, about mysterious murders on Staten Island, Oliver Stone's South of the Border, about Hugo Chavez, Raul Castro, and other Latin American leaders, Stonewall Uprising, about the birth of the gay rights movement, and Joan Rivers, A Piece of Work, in which the 77-year-old comedian takes a film crew on a tour of her life and her filing system.
Everywhere you look, there were jokes. Everywhere there were jokes to be filed, jokes to be written, jokes that I thought of something.
Why should a woman cook so her husband can say, my wife makes a delicious cake to some hooker? And you wonder why I'm still working at this age.
Also looking for laughs are a slew of summer comedies, including the gracelessly titled Dinner for about a party where everyone brings a guest dork. Paul Rudd's dork is Steve Carell. Superbad's Jonah Hill is in two comedies, Cyrus, in which he tries to sidetrack his mom's new boyfriend, and Get Him to the Greek, in which he gets sidetracked escorting a rock star to an important concert. And there's a comedy called The Kids Are All Right about a family where calling dad to say hi is complicated.
Have you thought any more about making that call?
That could really hurt Mom's feelings.
How can you not even be curious about it?
Each of my moms had a kid with your sperm.
Like in both of them.
Uh-huh, like in gay.
I love lesbians.
Proof that summer romance comes in a variety of styles. Also on the menu, a comic South African romance called White Wedding, a long-distance romance called Going the Distance, starring Drew Barrymore and her real-life boyfriend, Justin Long. Also, Eat, Pray, Love, in which Julia Roberts falls in love with travel, and a tragic romance called I Am Love, in which Tilda Swinton gets to show off her romance language skills by speaking Italian with a Russian accent. Other foreign films will tend to deal with crime this summer, including a two-part French gangster drama called Mesrine, an Australian drama called Animal Kingdom about a teenager trying to escape his gangster family, and a follow-up to the Swedish thriller Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, this one called The Girl Who Played with Fire. None of this sounds quite right for kids, of course, but there's plenty that does, including Toy Story 3D, in which Woody, Buzz Lightyear, and the gang are bereft when Andy heads for college.
Now, come on, guys. We all knew this day was coming.
We're getting thrown away?
No, no one's getting thrown away.
We ain't ever getting played with.
Hold on. This is no time to be hysterical.
It's the perfect time to be hysterical.
Should we be hysterical?
Now.
Yes. Maybe, but not right now.
Come on. Let's see how much we're going for on eBay.
There's also a new wrinkle on another familiar story about a kid who's picked on at school until he learns karate. The new Karate Kid is Will Smith's kid, Jaden, starring for the first time without his dad, and his karate teacher, Jackie Chan.
I thought you were just a maintenance man.
The only way to stop them is to face them.
I will teach you real kung fu.
I get it. You're Yoda and I'm like a Jedi.
Your focus needs more focus.
Hollywood's focus on kids also includes Marmaduke, based on the comic about a rambunctious Great Dane, The Last Airbender, a live-action version of Nickelodeon's animated TV series, and Despicable Me, an original animated film about a villain who enlists a large number of genetically altered corn pops to help him with his nefarious plans. Happily for civilization, there are three little orphan girls who want the villain to be their father.
You will not cry, or sneeze, or burp, or fart.
No annoying sounds.
Does this count as annoying?
We are going to pull off the true crime of the century.
We are going to steal the moon!
Always good to have a goal. For moviegoers, a worthy one might simply be to get through the summer with wits intact. I'm Bob Mandela.
Our program this Memorial Day is directed by Greg Dixon, edited by Corey Turner, and produced by Neil Carruth. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson. The staff includes Julia Buckley, Jonathan Baer, Andrea Hsu, Melissa Gray, Gabe O'Connor, Justine Kennan, Theo Balcom, Carol Klinger, and Julian Spector. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Melissa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.